Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now. Hey everybody, here is a singing medium podcast, little mini episode for you because I feel like I've been not present with you guys. I haven't been recording any episodes. That's not true, actually. I did record one last week, and the reason why I didn't upload it is because I didn't really like it. I didn't feel like it flowed. You know, I never want my episodes or recordings to be forced or feel off, and I kind of, when I was doing it, I was like, well, I don't know if I want to share that. So here's a little extra one to tide you over until the fall when I fully return with the podcast, with the Singing Medium podcast. And if you're new here, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. I do want to say a big thank you. I have been meeting some new people over the summer, and a lot of people have been telling me they're listening to my podcast. And so that always surprises me for some reason. I don't know why. It's not that I don't love, like, it's not that the podcast isn't cool, you know, it's just a smaller scale, but that's okay. But I always forget, like, people are like, I love your podcast. I'm like, oh, you do? Thank you so much. I'm always, like, surprised to hear that. So I really appreciate when you come up to me or when you're coming for a reading at the store that you, you know, you mentioned that I have a podcast, and I'm very, very grateful for that. And so I'm going to give you a little Jen updates here because I'm doing some weird things. I just recently, okay, this is kind of weird. I guess it's not that weird because I'm a psychic. So I actually saw an ad on Facebook, oh God, for a psychic event in a local city around here. And I have never actually done, so I want to do, I have this thing where I want to do these things I've never done before I die. So here's the thing. Before I tell you what I'm doing, it's not that exciting, but before I tell you what I'm doing, there's two things I really would like to do, actually, is that you don't realize sometimes because you're so busy, like myself, that we're kind of running out of time. And that sounds scary, but if you think about it, we should be running towards our dreams. We should be doing everything we've always wanted to do, right? So just think about that for a second. Feel that in your body. I don't like to think about things. And so, you know, we have all these choices. We have those. We can explore the world. We can go travel, and we put it off. You know, I can't afford it, or whatever the reason is. I don't have time. I'm too busy at work. And you guys realize we're literally running out of time. Like, it's like a big clock is like ticking down, right? Say there's like, so I'm almost 50. Oh man, I'm almost 50. So I'd say I have maybe like 30-ish good years left. And so if it was a big clock, that's scary. If there's a big clock in front of me, like a digital clock, like what's that TV show where they, something games, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a big clock and it's counting down. We should all have that in front of us in our house and be like, oh girl, I only have like this many years left. And if we saw it physically manifested in front of our physical space and to remind us that we're running out of time. And so why are we all not chasing after our dreams? Why are we all not doing all the things that we said? That's like the frustrating part of being a spiritual business owner, is that people put things off, right? You guys put things off. Like, I really want to do private mentorship with you, Jen, but I'm going to put it off. Like, I bug you guys all the time. I literally send you an email every day explaining to you the benefits and how much transformation is going to come out of you. And you're going to literally become another person, the person who believes that they can have the things that they want and be, you know, help so many people and be seen and, you know, not be worried about other people think. And you like have that big clock in front of you, tick tock, and you're still not doing anything about it. And it doesn't have to be that example, but I'm talking at my perspective as a spiritual business owner. You know, it's frustrating to see that people keep putting things off. And I'm like, I'm going to get a big ticker, and I think I'm going to put that on my Instagram stories. Here is your clock. Tick tock. We should be running towards our dreams and trying new things, right? So an example for me, if we go on a trip somewhere to a foreign country. So let's say when I went to Peru, you know, the food was like, that's a bad example, but say they want to put octopus in front of me or squid. I'm like, well, I've tried it and I'm not eating it. Okay. But like, it would be like going to Peru or Costa Rica and ordering chicken fingers. So which I actually have done before, but I actually ate the other food. It's only because I don't like seafood, you guys. But trying new food, like if you go to a different country, you need to try the new food. Like when I went to New Orleans, I tried waffle and biscuits, you know, like I don't want to eat that every day, but I'm in New Orleans. And so I'm going to eat that kind of food. And so just reminding you guys, okay, let's stop putting things off. Let's say yes now. Let's jump. Let's take risks. You know, I'm all about taking the risks, right? Okay. So going back to what I decided to do, which I never thought I would do because I didn't actually want to do it, but I want to try it. Okay. So as a psychic fair, I'm going to actually be a psychic and medium at a psychic fair in Barrie next Sunday. Okay. Now the only thing I'm concerned, like, what's the big deal, Jen? I've never done it before. So number one, if you've been to a psychic fair, you know that they have like banners and pretty signage and tablecloths and fancy setups and crystals everywhere. I don't have any of that shit. Just so you know, if you come to see me next Sunday, I'll be the one with the Walmart designs. Okay. Just be me. You'll be attracted to come to see me. So I'm going to do a psychic fair. But it's funny because the day before that, I'm actually doing readings all day at the store. So I'll be whole weekend doing readings in person, which people love. So if you're around, come to the Barrie Psychic Fair. It's at the Curling Club from 10 to 4, Sunday, August 18th, 2024. And if you're listening to this in the future, I'm sorry you missed it. I don't know how it went. I'm sure it went well. The one thing I'm worried about is the energy. So obviously I'm just hoping no one sends me bad energy. Like, it's going to be positive energy. It's going to be wonderful. So I'm trying that. We're going to try. I've never done a psychic fair. Can you believe that? I'm 50 years old. I've been doing this for 10 years. I've never done a psychic fair, like a big, big psychic fair. I've done little ones. Not a big, big one. Okay. So there's that. And I'm trying to remember what the other thing was that I'm trying that is kind of weird that I never thought I would do. So if I remember it, I will let you know at the end. Plus, listen to the very end of this podcast episode because I do have a brand new, I'm not joking, I got this last night before I went to sleep. So I meditate every night. I do hypnosis and then I do a quantum meditation with just music and again the quantum and I manifest and all that good stuff. But as I was falling asleep, which is the space you need to be in, kind of that little realm between awake and asleep, the gap, or the la-la land, as I call it, or the unfocus, that's where you can receive your psychic information, okay? So I wasn't expecting it, wasn't asking for anything. I'm just like minding my own business, hypnotizing myself into becoming the person I want to be, no big deal. And I got this prediction. So I'm going to tell you at the end of the episode. So keep listening all the way to the end. Do not skip ahead. Don't do that. Stay here and listen, because this mini episode is called Calling It In, and I'm going to teach you a manifesting, energetic, very powerful way to bring in money, or it doesn't have to be money. So I'm going to teach you something small that you can do. So I'm going to call it Calling It In. We're going to call this technique Calling It In. Okay. I'm sure there's a better word for it, but we're going to call it this. So I actually did a reel on it a long time ago, and I don't know what happened to it. So the idea that everything is energy, number one, so let's write this down. Okay. So everything is energy. You know this already to be true because you are energy and this podcast is energy and what you did yesterday was energy. What's in your purse is energy, by the way. And you can call things in from above. So if you imagine that everything that you want, it already exists in the universe. So where's the universe? Above you. Let's just say it's above you. And so what you want to do is you can do this two ways. You can do it physically or you can do it energetically with your imagination or your ethereal body. We're going to use our physical body first. So here's how I know this works. I don't know if you guys know this, but I got two new kittens. That's right. We have two new kittens. So here, let me tell you the funny story. So it's not funny. So my daughter's cat ran away and he never came back. It's the love of her life, her best friend. My cat, Oscar, as you know, passed away last year. He was my best friend. Okay, we love cats. Chad, my husband, not a cat person. Or so he claims. So he has a dog named Jake. I have a dog named Rudy. And we have one cat left, Allie. So that's my other daughter's cat from like 10 years ago. So this cat is huge and really old. And she has dementia, I swear to God. And so the two cats were gone. And we've always had three cats in our home, right? So you know, like, your home kind of feels off because it's not complete, you know, like there's something missing from your life or your home. So we always have this nagging feeling since this happened. And Chad's adamant. Chad's like putting his foot down. He's like, no more cats. Like he was really, Chad rarely gets mad. So when he gets mad, you're like, ooh, we don't want to make Chad mad. And so I was like, we can't get cats. Okay. We can't get cats because he'll be really mad. And so he's like, if you guys get cats, I'm moving to my trailer, which he doesn't have a trailer. You know that, you ever seen Grey's Anatomy and McDreamy has a trailer on his property? He wants one of those. So he says, if you guys get cats, I'm going to the trailer. We're like, okay, we won't ask for cats. So one day, Maddie and I were like, just perusing the SPCA website, Humane Society website, looking at kittens, just seeing what cutie patooties were over there. And we found one, and Maddie found one. She's like, I want this one. I'm like, oh my God, your dad is going to kill us. So I just had an inspired moment. I'm like, let's just go downstairs. Just like show him a picture. Be like, haha, like jokey. Hey, Chad. Hey, Dad. Look what I found online. Isn't it so cute? And so he showed me. He's like, no, absolutely not. No cats. Blah, blah, blah. Goes into his whole thing. And I'm like, but we're really sad that we don't. Like, I wasn't saying this to like manipulate. I was like, we're actually really sad that we're missing cats. Like, we feel like we need cats. He's like, oh, great. So I'm like, what would you do if we brought cats home? He's like, whatever. So anyways, do you know how hard it is to adopt a cat? You have no idea. You have to be interviewed. You have to get 2 references. Now you need to, which I understand, but it's ridiculous. Like, it was so complicated to adopt cats, her cat. So anyways, long story short, Chad cuts grass. He has a landscaping business on the side because he's a firefighter. So he's in Orangeville and he drives all the way. So we saw this cat in Collingwood. At the Humane Society, the Triangle, Georgian Triangle Humane Society, because they have the easiest adoption. You walk in, pick your cat, here's your money, bye-bye. And so Maddie found the cat, but the cat that she fell in love with when he went to go visit her, which is, I don't understand this. Why do you put a cat on for adoption on the website if you can't take them home? So this cat was on the site to take home, and it had just been spayed. And so the cat was like, well, I'm drugged up and stitches and all this kind of stuff. And so like, well, really sorry, you can't take this cat home today. And Maddie's bawling her eyes out. I want this cat, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you can't take it. You can't do the cat. Like, he just had surgery, man. So she cried all the way home. And then, so the next week, Chad decided he was going to surprise her and drive up there and go get the cat. So he actually called the Humane Society on his own without telling her and said, let me know when this cat is available and I will come and pick it up. So he did that. Went from the guy from I'm moving to my trailer to bringing home a cat for Maddie. So the same day we went to go look at Maddie's cat, I turn around to this little room of kittens. Okay, it's a bad idea. You turn around, there's this kitten who looks just like Oscar, my cat, who died 1.5 years ago. Like, I have this cat's ashes, okay? I have this cat's ashes. I have, like, a little shrine to this cat. I love this cat so much. I have a little necklace. I might put his ashes in there. I don't know. And I love this cat so much. Like, I had an artist draw a picture of him. Turn around. It's Oscar reincarnated. I'm not joking. I'm like, I think Oscar is in this kitten. Because it was the only difference between Oscar, my cat, and this cat is, like, the stripe on its eye. So Oscar only had 1 stripe on his eye and this cat had 2, but it's a boy. It was a boy too. I was like, oh my God, I think Oscar's in this cat. And so I fell in love with this cat, but I'm like, I'm not going to say, can I please get 2 cats? Like, the Humane Society's love when you take 2, but we already had 1 and we had dogs. So the cat wasn't going to be alone. So anyways, I don't say anything. I was like, I just literally fell in love with this cat because I believed it was actually my cat reincarnated into this cat. So I don't say anything. I'm like, okay, whatever. So as the days go on, we get Maddie's black cat kitten, and the cat's like by herself all the time in the room, right? Because Maddie doesn't want the dogs to hurt her or whatever. But this cat is a bee. She like can stick up for herself. But she was by herself, so we kind of felt bad. I'm like, well, I think maybe Ziggy needs a friend. And so Chad, the night before, wasn't sure if he was going to go for overtime. So I said in my head, okay, if Chad goes to work tomorrow overtime, I am going to get in the car and I'm going on a road trip. So it's like a 2-hour road trip from here to get to Collingwood. And I'm like, I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to get my cat. I'm not going to say a word to anyone. I didn't say a word to anybody. So he goes in the next morning.
I get in my car and I drive 2 hours to Collingwood and I said, is Alvin up for adoption? She goes, yes, he is. And I'm like, oh, isn't that interesting? I happen to have a cat carrier in my car. So I go, anyways, it was a long process to get this cat as well too. But I'm like, I need this cat. And so all of a sudden, it's a good thing I put my name on the list first. So I signed in first and I put Alvin's name down because guess what happened? It was like a spiritual urge this big force was like, you got to go today. If you go tomorrow, it's not good. You have to go this morning early. I got there 2 hours before adoption time and I signed my name on the thing. So I'm like, okay, if everything lines up, it's meant to be, I'm going to have this Oscar reincarnate. Okay. So 10 minutes later, this mom and this daughter come in. They're older, like an older daughter and older mother. And they come in with their cat carrier. And they said, we came here to adopt Alvin. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm really sorry, but Alvin's mine. Like, this cat is mine. And I said to them, this is my cat reincarnated. Like, oh, well, you need to have this cat. But they said they came here just to get him. And I'm like, no, this kitten is mine. Anyway, so that was like a big spiritual thing. You got to go right now. And this cat is your cat reincarnated. And so I ended up taking the cat home. And the rest is history. But the reason I'm telling you this story first has to do with calling it in. So a month ago, I think the first week of June, when I got back from Italy, two nights later, I was doing a talk. I was doing a women's circle. I was the guest speaker and I was teaching them energetic work. I was teaching them quantum mediumship. I was teaching them how to connect with the quantum realm. And so I was teaching them this technique called calling it in. And so we all did together, but there's a woman beside me. It's like 50 or 40 women in this big circle. So this woman beside me, I don't remember her name, but she was right beside me and we were doing the exercise. So what you do is you put your arms up in the air. So you rub your hands together, make a big, strong energy chi ball. Okay. And then you push it up together all the way up to the sky. You push it up above your head and then you're going to feel the energy in their hands and you're going to set the intention of what you like to bring down using your hands. You're going to bring the hands towards your head slowly and slowly feeling like I can do it. I can feel it right now. So we did it and I was just showing them, we did it all together. So I wasn't really manifesting anything. So this is for manifestation. And we did it all together. And after I looked at the woman beside me, I said, are you calling in a new kitten? She goes, how do you know that? I said, cause I saw it. I saw two kittens actually. I said, you're going to have two brand new kittens. And she's like, oh my God, how did you know I was manifesting kittens? I'm like, I saw them. Like I was right beside you in your aura, in your energy field. And there's two new kittens coming into your life. I said, don't worry. I helped you bring them in because I saw them coming into your energy space or into your aura. And she's like, oh, that's so great. So I don't know if this woman actually got kittens, but I didn't realize. I think I called them in for myself too. I had no plans to get kittens. Now I have two kittens and I saw two kittens when I called something in. I wasn't calling anything in on purpose, but this woman, I'm like, oh, maybe I was manifesting my own kittens. So I wasn't so here's the thing. It can't be something you're attached to. So if you're attached to something, if you're attached to it, like I'm not like, I'm dying for kittens. I need to have kittens or I'm going to die. I'm so attached to it. I would die if I don't have kittens. It wasn't like that. It was like, I don't even care. It wasn't on my radar. So it was super easy for me to bring that in, to call that in with the energy. Right. And so I know it sounds crazy, but this actually works. Okay. I've used it for money. I've used it for clients, to call in clients. I've called in apparently kittens. I've called in, what else have I used this for? Mostly I use this for money, I guess. And for sort of calling in helpful people to help guide me so that I can, you know, reach more people and maybe be more successful or help more people understand all these kind of things. And from my perspective and my kind of personality and my teachings and my energy, right? So you can do this. So we do it physically. So you can do that physically. So you make a chi ball. Put your hands up in the air and you can actually feel the energy and the ball. And then you set intention, say, okay, I hear blah, 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 blah. And then you pull it down really, really slowly. As slowly as you can move the energy down. And then you finally reach your heart. So then when you're done, you put your hands on your heart and feel it's already done. The second way you can do this is you do it ethereally in your ethereal body, which means like you're ethereal energetic body, so you don't actually physically put your hands up. So this is good if like you're in bed and your husband's sleeping, you don't want to look like a weirdo and put your hands up in the air. You imagine your body is like, I guess, your soul, and you energetically do it. So you visualize yourself doing it. You visualize your etheric body pulling something down. Same kind of thing, okay? So I'm telling you, I'm going to give you a little homework here. I want you to try that, and I want you to DM me on Instagram at elevate.hersoul. I want you to tell me what you called in. What did you call in from this mini episode? Right? It actually works, I'm telling you. Okay. So try that and tell me what happens. Okay, so here is your psychic prediction. Okay, you ready? I haven't told anyone this yet. I literally haven't told anyone yet. And I wrote, okay. So this was actually very surprising to me. And here's the thing is I didn't get what country it was. So here's the prediction. So there's going to be mass deportation happening soon. And it's going to clog up the travel ways and the airway and the trains and the boats. So here's where I feel it might be. It's either two countries. It's either Canada, which would be cool, or the UK. It had like a Europe vibe or like a, yeah, Canada more. It felt like, the spirit didn't tell me what country it was, but there's going to be mass deportation. And there's going to be like, the government's going to be like, hey, everybody out, clogging up the travel ways. So for a bit, there's going to be some clogging of the travel ways, but definitely mass deportation is coming. So be prepared for that. That's my prediction and I'm sticking to it. So as always, thank you so much for listening to the Singing Medium podcast and I'll catch you in September. Here are some reminders for you that I know you want to hear about. I want you to come and join my school. My school is called the School of Psychic and Mediumship Study. We study psychic development. We study mediumship. And at the end of it, you will be a psychic and you will be a medium. And there's also sprinkled classes in there like Akashic Records. So you can learn those three things. And I have 10 spots left for that. It actually starts the second week of September. It's all online. It's fun. It's amazing. This is year 4, even though it was actually established in 2016. Spirit School has been around since 2016. I bet you didn't know that. Fun fact about my life. And yeah, that's all. I'm so excited to come back in September full force, and we'll see you next time on the Singing Medium podcast.